This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is blocking a quick Senate trial for President Trump, but he's telling colleagues he's not yet sure whether he'll vote to convict the president of inciting an insurrection. The House impeached the president yesterday, a week after his followers stormed the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Sagar Magani.
10 Republicans voting with Democrats to hold the president accountable just a week before he leaves office, arguing he could not be trusted to govern a minute longer. But other GOP members like Tom McClintock said it was pointless.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
In a video released after the vote, the president, for the first time, condemned the violence.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for.
He made no reference to being impeached. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More Americans are applying for unemployment. The number soared last week to 965,000. These figures remain at levels never seen until the virus struck. It's evidence the resurging virus is taking many, many jobs. What do the experts think? The AP's Mike Hempen has that.
Many economists say once the coronavirus vaccines are more widely distributed, a broader recovery should occur in the second half of the year.
The Vatican has confirmed Pope Francis got his first coronavirus shot this morning. He has advocated that everybody get the vaccine, calling it an ethical option, done not only for one's own health, but for the lives of others. A global team of researchers arrived this morning in the Chinese city where the coronavirus pandemic was first detected, Wuhan, China. They will conduct a politically sensitive investigation into the origins of the virus. This is AP News. There are new rules against unruly airline passengers. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
The Federal Aviation Administration says there's been a, quote, disturbing increase in incidents where airline passengers have disrupted flights with threatening or violent behavior. This includes confrontations over face mask rules and from recent violence at the U.S. Capitol. So the agency says it will no longer give initial warnings to unruly passengers. It will immediately launch enforcement action. Penalties can include fines up to $35,000 and jail terms for threats or assaults. The Flight Attendants Union says it's applauding this new policy of first strike, you're out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem at President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. The announcement just made this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.